The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to Bemich and Finley. We are out in Ashburn, Virginia, and I'm just getting a look-see at B's kicks here. Are those ones? When'd you get those? Those look new.
Yesterday.
Yeah, all right. I have a good eye for Bemich's shoes, apparently.
Got the Ricky Irvin money.
You took Ricky's money straight to Tyson's, bought a new pair of sneaks?
I got two pair.
No, there you go. Those are fresh. Ones, highs. I like them.
Yeah.
Good morning, Brian.
What's up,
brother?
I'm good, man.
All right, we got some.
Trying to get my sneaker game going, you know what I mean?
Those are fresh. We're going to get the mics right. We're going to turn B up a hair here.
You gotta turn me up?
That's the word.
Damn.
Turn me up in the headphones. That's a deep cut for the Chappelle Show fans. I think there is one miracle among us. Miracles may be a little strong. I exercised last night and didn't kill myself. So the foot's feeling okay. It was the return of paddle tennis. Started with a big win.
Who did you play? What 75-year-old person you played?
Now, you know who I played and beat? And hopefully he's listening. Mike Kelly. You know my boy Kelly?
Mike?
Yeah. Well, Kelly.
He beat you in everything else.
Correct. And he was very upset to be losing and kept saying, like, let's go play golf. Let's go play golf. I was like, dude, it's 9 o'clock at night. It's
hey, dark Mike, outside. When you're losing one, you can't just switch the sport, dog. You got to adjust. If you can't adjust, just take that L.
He kept threatening to quit. Like, it was the full experience.
That's a little softness.
I agree. I also have a fear. What do you call a foot doctor? Ortho?
Ortho does a lot of different things, though.
What's a podiatrist?
I think it is. Is that podiatrist? Yeah.
I don't know.
I think.
I fear, I was talking with a dude last night. I fear I might have plantar fascia. Because this dude last night is like.
Did somebody tell you that yesterday? And yeah. You act like you didn't know?
You did. And yeah, I'm trying to just power through it and pretend that's not what's happening.
Get you a, take a can like this.
And
freeze
roll
it,
right?
And roll it across there.
This dude was saying a lacrosse ball is really good because it's hard.
Yeah, it's good, but that's hard and cold.
Is there, like, just a pill I can take or something?
Hell no. That is something that you got to let just do its thing.
I'm very bad at self-care and doing these things.
It's not a pill you can take, homie.
So I just have to live with this? This is my new reality?
It's going
to
be like that until it stops.
And it's just at its own volition? I have no say in the matter.
You can do little things to help alleviate some of the pain.
I stretched a bunch last night.
But you're going to have to do that more in the morning. Because like if you have plantar fascia, when
it
you
hurts
wake up in,
really bad
when you
right
wake
now.
Up in the morning, it hurts like hell.
Yeah.
And then once it warms up, you're better.
Okay. That's accurate. You know who doesn't care about the plantar? Is
baby girls.
Yeah. They want to jump and get piggyback rides and wrestle. And I'm like, I got one foot right now.
You just got to explain it, Jay. You don't like to explain stuff.
No, sure don't.
If you just take a little time to explain, I think they will understand. They probably understand more than you. You just don't ever talk.
I don't know, B, because I'll come in a suit and they jump on me. I'm like, girls, can you let me change my clothes? And they don't care about that.
No, but, you know, you just let it happen. You have to have a conversation. You ever have that daddy conversation? That's when they listen.
I'll work on it. Going to be a really interesting day. We are out in Ashburn. B is flying to Philadelphia, a whole 17-minute flight. I'm going to drive a little later this afternoon. But
now the people, Jay, I'm looking at the
Second segment is when we say good morning to the winner.
No, I'm just saying people are like, says somebody must have a agreement with Jeff because they can't be first all the time. I just don't get mad because you late.
Hey man,
Sear.
That's part of the fun, man. Only one person gets the official good morning for being first.
Oh,
B is going to fly later today. I am going to drive later today. I hope to get there in time for dinner.
Leave early enough to get there in time for dinner. It is a damn good place.
Yeah, I'm interested. But the reality is normally I thought earlier in the week we would be in D.C. today, just at the studio, and then I was going to take the train up. But because of the short week and because there's so many injury questions, I thought it was more pertinent to be out here.
Mm-hmm.
The schedule, so everybody's aware, 12:25 is the beginning of practice.
Yeah.
DQ is going to address the media after that. So odds are we will be live still. I'm guessing this is going to be a pretty short practice. And in turn, we'll still be on the air, and we will take DQ live, assuming that that's how it goes down.
Okay.
Do you expect Dan Quinn to rule players out today?
Yeah. I think so. Because normally they do it on a Friday.
Right.
This is the day before the game. This is like Saturday. So I'm expecting it to happen today. Whoever's not going to play, I think they'll say today. And then maybe one, two guys may be game time decision.
Yeah, I think Lattimore and Seibert will be ruled out. They haven't practiced all week. They didn't practice. I guess Seibert practiced a little last week. I want to specifically address something because I think folks have taken far too narrow of a vision on this.
Uh-huh.
Because I tweeted out a photo yesterday of Lattimore at practice, but not practicing.
You want to see the shoes? I'm showing the shoes.
Yeah, you got to get that string off there.
I don't know what that is.
That's gross. I think anybody, because I got these comments yesterday, and I imagine what your response is going to be. It'll probably involve a salute. But for folks that are like, oh, my God, this trade's a mistake, relax. Relax, relax. They have, what is their record right now? 7-3?
Yeah.
That means they have at least 7 games remaining.
But I think, like, people think that when you make a move, it's for a game or just a season. This move is for this season plus, not just this game. And I think that's what you have to understand, where the mindset has to change from, like, back in the day, for 20-plus years, we did everything for the moment. We never worked on building a foundation. We never worked on making sure things are better for the future. That is happening now. And I understand. You normally react to what you're accustomed to, what you're used to. This is something different. Let's let this thing move into the direction they wanted to move. And things are going to work out.
Right. Now, listen, there's a lot to figure out. I know that people want him to play, particularly in this Philly game, and maybe he will. Neither myself nor Brian are declaring that he's out. It would be a surprise. Like, the trends would point to not practicing yet at all. I don't think Dan Quinn was kind of asked about this yesterday, and Landfill, forgive me, I'll check and see if you have audio. Or we'll get to that a little later. But DQ basically said, you know, that position is one that maybe, yes, we could get him on the field without practicing. DQ's not going to box himself in. If the trainers and Lattimore and everybody determines the hammy's good to go, he's going to play.
Yeah.
Like, practice or not, because he immediately is their best corner. But do not be fooled into thinking that this is a bad trade because he misses 2 games within 9 days of trading for him. Like, one, as far as trying to help this team win this year, which is what so many people said, hey, we've got a good team. You're 7-2. You got to make a move to try to win now. And they did that. It's not like this was a player for player trade. They didn't send somebody to New Orleans that not having that player is going to hurt them on the field
at
in
all.
Philly on Thursday night.
At all.
And the draft pick aspect of this, I think you got to really, really take a deep breath and let this thing play out. Yo, if he doesn't play tomorrow night, which seems likely, but we don't know. If he doesn't play tomorrow night, then they got 10 days until the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Then you've got a week until the Titans. Then you've got a bye week. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is the case. Let's say he doesn't play till after the bye, and you've got four games left. You know how important those four are going to be?
How many people are going to take what you said and say, man, he's not playing till after the bye?
I'm not saying that.
Well,
saying,
that's what they're going to take.
I'm saying hypothetically, even if that's the case, if he comes in those last four and plays shutdown corner, it's worth it. Like, you got – this is – everybody that was screaming for them to make a trade was about, yo, we could win a division round game. We could get to the NFC Championship. If that's your goal, then what happens tomorrow night, Sunday against the Steelers, like you got to zoom out and just try to take the big picture.
But you know, fandom doesn't think like that. Fandom is like they just hang by a string consistently. Everything is like the end of the world.
You can't be – like myopic when you discuss draft picks, trades. You have to take a long-term vision with it. And that would be my only encouragement this morning. Regardless of what DQ does or doesn't say this afternoon, mm-hmm. if Lattimore doesn't play another game, relax. It doesn't mean the sky is falling.
But you know how to do it. When you make a move, that's the piece we needed. Now we're going to the Super Bowl. That's the way people think. And you can't talk them off the list. So what you do, you report whatever information there is, and you let them sit on the ledge because they're going to be on there anyway.
I'm excited to talk to Greenberg at 11. Yeah. We're going up to Philly at noon talking to Dave Zangaro, covers the Eagles. Good buddy of ours. Great dude. You know, the Eagles seem to be in a different spot. I did ask, did you notice, I think I put this on Instagram last night, I asked DQ yesterday about the bye week stuff,
mm-hmm.
and he was – one thing I like about Dan, because think about the post-game presser Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Whether or not they got screwed by that Zach Ertz spot on the 4th-and-9, and I think most people lean towards they got screwed, it sure seems rare for a receiver to get a spot like that and for it to be upheld.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the skill position guys get that forward progress, whatever you want to call it. Have I asked you about that spot specifically? What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a bad spot.
Okay. Like, consider the Malik Nabers spot the week before in Giants Stadium.
The Malik Nabers spot.
Where they gave him 2.5 yards.
His whole body was not at the line, but they gave it to him past the line.
It's pretty remarkable when you think about it that way. But I think one thing I did notice with DQ – I don't know if surprise is the right word, but how many – I don't even know that he's addressed that. And maybe some of that's on the media. I would say some of that is on the policy that makes it incredibly difficult to get from the locker room to the interview room, but that's me ranting about something else. I don't know that he was asked about it immediately in postgame, but there are a lot of coaches that don't need to be asked that will just start screaming about stuff if they feel they've been wrong.
I think DQ,
he's not that kind
of
dude.
DQ is a man where he doesn't make excuses for things, and on top of it, he also doesn't like giving his money up. Because, you know, when coaches get up there and they criticize referees and calls, they normally get like a little dock. They get docked because of that with the league. And, you know, sometimes it ain't worth it. You know, the game is over. It's just like, you know, you hear people talking about, oh, man, we got to play a short week. Philly's playing a short week as well. Sometimes referees make bad calls on both sides. It all balances itself out. And you just got to keep going. So if you become a person where you make an excuse every time something happens, you begin to be sound whiny. But if you understand that, you know what, they're going to screw it up sometimes. I just think that the human aspect of the game is going to always have us questioning stuff. And it'll never be completely perfect because – the one thing in the world that is tough to do for a person to go out and say that they were wrong. So when the referees go under that damn hat, I don't care what we see most times. They're not going to change 100% of the time against what they just did. And let's remember, those referees, they play on teams. If one person screws up, they all are considered screw-ups. You know what I mean? So they're going to try to protect that because the team sometimes could get to a certain level. Then they take the best of the best to get them to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So they're trying to get as many people on their team to get to the playoffs and to the Super Bowl calling. They have pride, too. And they gonna damn sure not go out there and just make themselves look bad all the time. So I understand that human element sits there.
100%. Would you, if, I find it hard to believe, I'm curious if you agree with this, specific to the Ertz spot, but we see this stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Would you, the technology has to exist for this to become computerized, digitized.
Well, wasn't in preseason? What didn't we have the digital thing going on?
But it took forever.
But did that disappear? That's no longer?
I think it was a trial for preseason.
Okay, and it kind of didn't work, or it made the referees look bad. One or two.
I think the problem,
because it went away rather quickly.
If you think about tennis, when they do the review, which is kind of cool, looks like a video game. They review if it's in or out.
Yeah, on a line.
Right. Soccer, I think they have it with the, I guess it's called the goal line, right? Like if it gets in the goal or not. I think you could easily set that up in the NFL with the goal lines, like the end zones. From my understanding, the cameras and the digital equipment required need like a finite line to be kind of measured against. They need the metric of, okay, this is exactly it, and we can tell what crosses this. So I think with the first down line that's constantly moving, I think that's where the impediment to the technology is.
How much did the league make last year?
Billions.
Okay. They can put a chip in that damn football.
Like, call Elon Musk.
They can put
call
a chip
somebody
in
that
football
can figure it out.
And they can have stuff along the sidelines that shoots across the field, and I promise you they can get it. It won't hurt their bottom line at all. But they don't care.
That's what I'm curious about.
They like the skepticism.
Would you, if you could get that to happen?
Would you?
Yeah, because about in baseball, robot umps, I think, exist, right? I think baseball, you have robot umps now in the minors, I believe. I could be wrong on that. But they've at least like experimented with to the point that it's operational. And there's a big crowd that's like, oh, no, keep the human element in the game. If football was able to, look, if they are or not, they're not doing it. Do you want them to go that route?
If they're going to act like they're really looking at this, I don't want to hear about, if it was called, it's hard to overturn. If it was called and you obviously see it, overturn it, damn it. You know, because what happens is they've gotten us thinking exactly this. Well, if it was called on the field not a first down, they're not going to overturn it. Or if it was called a first down, okay, it's going to be a first. No, no, no. If it was wrong, it was wrong.
Yeah.
They got to get to that point. Because right now what they do, they basically protect themselves by saying, well, it wasn't beyond a reasonable doubt. BS. Most times it's way beyond a reasonable doubt. They just refuse to change it. And you know what the human aspect and who the human element is? I'm not going to make my team look bad. So, this is my thing. We were down in Tampa 3 times. What they call it? Whatever review.
Yeah.
Three times.
Booth assisted or
booth
something.
Assist, booth review, whatever. Booth assist. It helped them against us. Why does it never jump up and help us against anybody else? You know what I mean?
Now, some of that may be our anecdotal evidence, right? Like, maybe in a Cleveland Denver game.
Well, I'm not worried about Cleveland Denver.
Right.
I know that in that game it happened against us. It happened against us in another game as well.
Do you actually think there's a reason that is happening to Washington?
I'm not thinking that as a reason. I just know that it happened to us more than it helps us.
Sure.
So that what I'm trying to say is, when do they decide to review something in the boot?
It's,
you know what I mean?
Those questions, and dude, so people understand, like, the media can request what's called a pool report, right?
Yeah.
Which is the refs have to answer a question. It is the least helpful piece of information ever, because you don't actually get to have a discussion and follow-ups. Like, it's not what you think it is. They are, to your point, Brian, completely protected by the league and really have – there's really no recourse for what happens.
Like, there is none.
Kirk – I'll never forget Kirk Cousins many years ago. Remember, you and I were on the sideline in the Superdome. It was one of the loudest situations I've ever heard. Chris Thompson breaks his leg. That game goes to overtime. Mm-hmm. They had a 2-touchdown lead that they blew late in that game. Mm-hmm. The Saints end up winning. Kirk gets called for that grounding on a play. He was just throwing the ball out of bounds. And Kirk, later in the week, so quarterbacks, I don't think he said this postgame. I think he said this Wednesday. But it was dead on. It was. He basically said something to the effect of, yeah, because the NFL had sent a letter to the Skins saying, yo, sorry, we were wrong. Mm-hmm. And he's like, here's the problem with that. Is that letter is not going to keep anybody employed in January when they look at our final record and it's 7-9 or 6-10 or 9-7, whatever it is. He's like, that letter is not going to help anybody's contract when they look to get more guarantees or they go to free agency.
Yeah.
There's no recourse when they make bad decisions.
True.
Washington lost to Pittsburgh, possibly as a result of a really bad spot, and the only thing that happens is nothing.
The league protects their ass, point blank.
Period. Now, if you want somebody to protect your ass when it's time to move, you got to call our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. They're basically the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. They've moved the junks like 100 times. They moved Danny Ruye. They've helped everybody at the station. And I've known these guys since high school. Justin and John built this company, and they built it on their own backs, moving people and providing a really, really good service. Now, they can take care of anything you need. You're selling your house, but you're not sure when you're going to buy your next one. You got to put stuff in storage. Call Metropolitan. If your office needs to move, call Metropolitan. What if you got a bunch of fancy stuff in your house, like Beamish? You got a chandelier and some artwork? Call Metropolitan. They have moving consultants that will come in, build out custom crates for your fine arts. They can also give you a free on-site estimate of how much it's going to cost to move home to home, office to office, if you need storage. They can do whatever you need. I've seen these guys build this company from the ground up. They know what they're doing. Take it from me, JP Finley. Hit up my guy Justin over at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Call 301-279-0090. That's 301-279-0090. I've known these boys a long time. They'll take good care of you, whatever your moving needs are. Visit DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, time to check in with the stream, folks. YouTube.com, 106.7. All right, I'm scrolling all the way up. Ooh, Comandante Tequila. Is that two in a row for him? First comment?
They say he got a thing with Jeff is texting him early.
They trying to accuse me of texting Comandante Tequila
competition,
to drop
for competitions the stream. Go everywhere, don't it? Damn.
Hey, man, it's a culture of competition. That's how we operate. You can tell, though, you know, there's a bunch at 10:01 a.m. Tequila, Shane Atkinson, and Jupe all right there. Tay at 10:02. Debbie said, good morning. I'm still not the first. Damn it. Pause, Debbie. A lot of folks want to be the first, but today, Comandante Tequila. Shout out to Comandante.
Hey, man, if you go to bed with Tequila, wake up with Tequila, you might beat somebody to the punch.
Tequila's sleep patterns are wild. He works all night, apparently, and then is up. He's probably drinking tequila right now.
I don't know if he's working all the time. He be saying he's working.
People are really accusing Jeff of collusion. Jeff, what has the commander done to get this sort of treatment from you?
Yo, I don't even know. I don't even know. I didn't even know it was a competition for the first. I didn't think it was that much of a competition. But, like, Commander Tequila is always, like, the first one in the stream, him or Tay. Maybe people need to wake up early.
A lot of people, it's been different. I think it's there's a lot of parity in this league. You know what I mean? The league is built salary cap, everything else, for everybody to go 7-9.
Hey, stop being Chris Bosh. Y'all need to start being Kobe.
Ooh.
All right. You thinking you getting up early enough? You got to get up a little earlier.
That's right.
Chris Bosh got up early, say he was going to beat Kobe, but guess what? Kobe had already worked out and taken and eaten breakfast, and Chris was just showing up. So Commander Tequila is he's Kobe Bryant right now. Everybody else, Chris Bosh.
Or just get Jeff's Cash App and send him $5, and you get to be first. Clearly, that's what the Commander's
done. Jeff's
going
to take more than $5.
Yeah, Jeff, go to the highest bidder.
Yeah, 100. Now,
speaking of the highest bidder, right before we came back from break there, Landfill said, hey.
Deborah said she was first once. Now, hold on now.
Congrats.
Right.
I mean, everybody's got a first time. Now, before the break there, Landfill got in our ear and said, hey, guys, we need your Odyssey points. And so everybody knows the great Odyssey corporation we work for gives us points. And you can, like, give them to your coworkers as a way of saying thank you, and then your coworkers can buy
whatever
tchotchkes. Landfill, here's my thought. I've logged into Odyssey at work. I know that will make the cluster buster happy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check my email while I'm here.
You'll love to see it.
It doesn't work. I don't know. It doesn't work that way.
Who wants my points?
Yeah.
I want the points.
Sell us. Sell me this pen. Why should we give them
to you? Why should I give it to you, Landfill?
I mean, I asked nicely.
He did. I mean,
who else are you going to give them to? Denton?
Nah, I give them to.
How do I get to the points?
I give them to Stevie.
Rewards?
Upper right hand corner.
I do like giving them to Stevie. On the little picture of me.
Uh huh.
I have 50 points available.
Yeah, give me some of them. Give me like 25.
This is very hard to figure out who I'm giving them to. What is I want to give mine to Wendy. Wendy knows sports is my favorite segment.
Landfill, like, hold on. This is not how the game goes. I tell you I want the points, and you keep talking about who the hell you want to give them to. He want the points.
Is Wendy's last name start with a D, just so I have the right Wendy?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Wendy
Landfill,
is getting 20 points.
Tell JP this not working, how you wanted it to go.
I mean, it's not going great for me right now.
Don't worry, Landfill. You can have mine.
Thank you, B-Mitch.
How many you got to give?
I probably have a lot, because I don't look at it.
What's a good category for Wendy? Creativity? Courage?
I always go with courage.
Go with no sports.
I said my reason for why I gave her 20 Odyssey points was Wendy knows sports. Even though we didn't get the segment this week, I'm going to keep that to myself. Okay? Jeff, do you want the points?
Nah, give them to Landini.
Wow, that was very magnanimous.
Damn, that's so nice.
Generous.
That's nice, Jeff.
The word I'm looking for. Now, Landville, one of the problems is you have 100 names. So there's an Andrew Mullins, a Larry Mullins, and a Steve Mullins.
Well, he's Andrew.
Who are you?
I'm definitely not Larry.
Maybe you should consider going by Larry, though. Have you considered
I think that's a new bit. Yeah, I think that has to be.
Definitely courage for Landville. Okay, right now I'm giving you 25 Odyssey points. My reason, I just wrote Larry, and the category is courage.
Thank you. That's heroic of you.
Bang. I think you got him.
I'm trying to find out what my damn the thing about going into this thing. You got to know that long-ass passcode.
Yeah, dude. Logging into Odyssey is a giant pain in the butt.
Yes.
I have 80 points. Do you guys want me to buy something? Doesn't seem like 80 is enough. So I'll check back in later.
Next year.
All right. What is your biggest concern ahead of the Philly game?
My biggest concern is, I would just say, injuries.
I think a lot of times
the magnitude of different positions, that's all.
Yeah, man. You know, I think a lot of times saying injuries is kind of a cop-out, but I think on a short week with everything going on, injuries are a major problem. And I think it starts with Brian Robinson, and then if you look at the injury report from yesterday – the offensive line, I asked DQ this and kind of got a roundabout answer because he's not an excuse maker. We've heard from excuse makers before. It's just not who he is.
Mm-hmm.
How much impact do you think the late bye week has on, I think specifically, the O-linemen get banged up. That's what happens.
But see,
not getting a break till December, how much of an impact does that make?
I mean, no matter when you get it, it's not going to be the right time. What if you get it in the fourth week? Then you got to go to next. Yeah. You got to go all the way through Super Bowl if you were to make it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's depend. And let's be real now. He takes care of these guys.
Sure.
Most coaches take care of the guys that they. So, I don't. It's going to affect you, but football is a sport where you always got to get over the hump.
Jeff, can you name the starting five offensive linemen for the Washington Commanders?
Yes, I can. You have, what's his name? You got Coleman, Alex, Scott, and Biotis, Badass.
Okay, you went with Scott. I would have. Wiley was the plan, but you did well there.
Yeah.
Wiley didn't play last week,
yeah,
so he
I
was
went
right.
Based off of Wiley not playing. Now, if he's okay. Back, of course, Wiley.
Yeah, yeah. Well done.
What the hell are these points at?
I have not. It's very hard to find. Of those gentlemen that Jeff just named, a lot of them are on this injury report. Biotis has been limited both days of practice, ribs, thumb, and foot. I've been in a lot of postgame locker rooms. I've seen a lot of guys that are in a lot of pain. Biotis really gutted out that game against Pittsburgh. Brandon Coleman is on here with a shoulder, limited both days. Remember, Coleman missed a lot of time in training camp with a shoulder pec situation, which odds are was a shoulder. Cornelius Lucas, who would probably start ahead of Trent Scott, but has missed time since he went down before the Giants. When did he go down? He missed the game. The game
about
Coleman missed.
Two weeks ago.
The game Coleman missed with the concussion, Lucas started, and then he got hurt, and Coleman was able to start. I think Lucas got hurt at the end of the Bears game, I believe. And then they were lucky because Coleman was back from the concussion protocol. So we keep going down this list. Lucas is still missing time with the ankle, 2 days limited. It's almost kind of not laughable, but like Allegretti and Cosme are beat to hell too. They're just not necessarily on the list. Mm-hmm. What is your level of concern? And then you've got Brian Robinson still dealing with the hamstring, 2 days of limited practice. What is your level of concern with all these injuries, B?
I mean, it's football, Jay. I mean, like the thing of it is we are actually talking as if we're the only team that's having
totally.
Injuries. Everybody has injuries at this point. So, ultimately, I don't like the fact that guys are injured, but you know what? Everybody's dealing with it. So, like what Biotis did the other day is what most guys are going to have to do.
Yeah. I mean, this is when you show your guts. And I did like DQ's comments. He's like, I know what my team has, and they're fighters. He said nobody's happy about playing on a Thursday, but they would have played it on Wednesday if they had to.
Yeah.
That's the group they have put together here. Nobody go anywhere. Greenberg at 11. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Since we're taking care of corporate business right now, we're giving away Odyssey points. I did check my Odyssey email,
damn,
which is always an exciting day. Do you want to guess how many emails I have in my Odyssey email?
4,000.
Landfill, you got a number?
Could you never check it?
I'm going to guess that you have 486.
Jeffrey?
1,000.
1,519.
Mm. That is insane.
Probably shouldn't say that out loud. The good news is it is Celebrate World Kindness Day. I just learned that in my Odyssey email. So shout out to everybody in the emails. As we talk about this Commanders game tomorrow night, and a lot of us keep referencing the injuries being a concern. There's another thing that I think is a concern that Beamish was way ahead of.
What?
Saquon Barkley.
I said that I was talking to Philly this morning. I say, Saquon Barkley going to get Joe Shane fired. And they all fell off the damn chairs laughing.
Washington has struggled defending the run. Defensively, in their last three games, Washington's given up at least 100 yards. In the last two, between the Steelers and the Giants, they gave up 170. Yeah. 162 and 172.
Yeah.
Their run defense in yardage allowed 28th in the NFL.
28.
And
I would like to see
– Saquon might be a real problem.
I would like to see first half and second half because they adjust stuff in the second half most times.
Philly comes in with the fifth best rushing attack in the NFL because, remember, it's not just Saquon. It's also Jalen.
Yeah.
Saquon's almost at 1,000 yards on the season. Jalen's at about 400. Damn. How many rushing touchdowns do you think Jalen's got on the season?
9.
10.
I'm close with this stuff every time.
You are a good guesser, dude.
I'm telling you, bro. It's what I do.
I think.
I guesstimate.
Yo, like, we've been talking about A.J. Brown because there's concerns about the secondary, and that's all legitimate. But Saquon, damn.
Is a problem.
Dude, he's averaging almost 6 yards a carry.
Bro.
He's averaging 5.8 per carry and 110 yards a game.
He lost a step, man. That's what Joe Shane felt.
And the money wasn't even that crazy.
He lost a step.
Now, Joe Shane did let me on an elevator, so shout out to Joe Shane.
To hell with him.
Total yards, Saquon's at 1150 on the season with 8 total touchdowns and with 1 fumble. Saquon probably on his way to... I guess he might not get the rushing title, though, because of what Derrick Henry's doing. I'm curious where that is. Philly, listen, they started the year rough. There was a legitimate conversation. Was it the when they beat the Browns and Sirianni was arguing with the guy on the sideline? I mean, there was a legitimate conversation that Sirianni might not make it. They got through their bye week and have won every game since. They are 5-0 since they had an early bye, right? I think they had the week 5 bye. They're 5-0 since. And if you start to look at point differential, turnovers, I mean, all of a sudden Philly looks like the team we expected, which is kind of the opposite of how they were last year, where they started super hot and then mm-hmm. just fell apart. Philly and Washington go into this thing with almost identical point differential, though. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are plus 72, Washington's plus 73. Dallas is minus 82, by the way, if you're looking.
Stop mentioning them Bamas, man. Nobody
5-game win streak could mean it's due to get broken. What do you think about the way Philly's playing right now?
No, I'm not talking about Philly. I'm talking about the other team you mentioned.
Yeah, I won't mention them.
I think that they're playing good. I think they're playing very good. I think also their defense is susceptible. I think you can get them.
So – that certainly appeared to be the case. They have really kind of put the clamps down lately. They rank 5th in points allowed, 2nd in yards allowed. Now, granted, they
beat the question I ask is, are the defense much better, or the offense starting to put so many points up that teams are getting away from being a balanced offense and they just going one-dimensional?
So, last week they curb-stomped Dallas, 34-6.
Dallas sucks.
And that, dude, they beat Dallas that bad with 2 turnovers.
Yeah.
One thing that's interesting to watch.
That mean that they suck.
In the rough start, Dallas sucks. In the rough start, they started 2-2, right? They were turning the ball over a ton. In those first 4 games, they had 8 turnovers. Now, in the 5-game win streak, they only have 3 turnovers. However, all 3 of those turnovers came in the last 2 games. They gave the ball up twice to Dallas, and the week before that, you know, they kind of squeaked by Jacksonville. And Jacksonville's bad. And if Trevor Lawrence doesn't throw, 1, just a terrible pass, and 2, N'Kobe Dean doesn't make an outrageous interception, mm-hmm. that game could have gone differently. They barely beat the Browns. That's when all the, yo, they might fire Sirianni stuff. But then they rolled off a couple good wins. The Giants at the Bengals, Jags at home, at Dallas. Honestly, their best win right now is probably Green Bay, and that was 2 months ago in Brazil?
Yeah, but still, man, I just think this all when we start saying how, you know, I say Dallas sucked, this, that, and the other, but you know what? You're playing against professionals. And any Sunday they can beat you. They beat everybody that that was on their schedule. I don't think they played 1 high school team, 1 college podunk team. They play professional teams every week. And that's who you're supposed to beat. It kills me when people go, oh, man, they ain't play nobody. You played who you played, and you beat them. That's the object of the game, right? So they won 5 in a row. You better be able to play against them, and you better not make mistakes because they can get you. Last year and then early on, we thought that this team, oh, they can't get over the hump.
Now we're saying, damn, look how good they are. Because they beat whoever comes in their way. Just like we were beating everybody came our way. Can't worry about the necessarily the record, because if you don't beat the bad teams, you don't end up in the playoffs.
Yeah. It's also, I was talking with my buddy last night. I call him Philly. You'll never guess where he's from. Matt Corrado is a hardcore Eagles fan, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, it's really cool that this game has some real juice to it.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. And Washington fans maybe got a little over their skis at various points during the run, the 7-2. But, dude, if you big games, this is what happens. You play good opponents.
Yeah.
This is what happens if you want to play in January. I liked this from Zach Berman, who covers the Eagles for that website we were talking about, PHLY, whatever, uh-huh. All Philly. The Eagles and Washington play twice a year, but it's rare for a game to have this type of juice. All right, you're the king of guessing, right? When do you think the last time that both teams had records of more than one game over 500 was?
The last time?
Basically, the last time both teams were good. Were, like, legit good. Oh, at least two games over 500.
Last year?
Mm-mm.
I thought we were 2-0 when we played them last year.
I thought that... But what was Philly's record?
They weren't bad.
I'll pull it up. According to that, hold on, you sure it was Philly in week 3?
I don't know.
No, that was week 4.
So we were 2-1. It's one game over 500, right?
Yeah, but they're saying at least, like, more than one game. So two games or more.
Okay, well, I read it. I took it wrong. So
well, maybe I'll read it again just for clarity's sake. Where the hell did you go? The last time both teams had records more than one game above 500.
Okay, when was that? Nope. I'm going to go. So it's 2024 now. 2020.
You played in this game.
Damn. Wasn't 2020.
Do you know who you played for in this game?
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
So 2000.
November 26, 2000.
Damn.
Donovan McNabb, Jeff George.
Damn, we won that game.
That's the year Vinny ran you out of town. And one of your favorite, there's a lot of names in this joint. One name you always bring up when you talk about the combine.
Who?
Mike Mamula had a sack for the Eagles. And Skip Hicks was the leading rusher for the Redskins.
What he had, 200 yards going east and west and 25 yards going north and south?
Nobody go anywhere. Greenberg next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.